So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm afraid this is the day. The day that it all comes to an end. Oh, I don't think there's any reason to wait any longer, Carson.
I kind of saw it coming.
Yeah. Let me turn up the music. Just a little bit more time, okay? BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Odyssey, free app for your phone. Man, if you haven't downloaded that, do it. It's free. And you take us anywhere you go. Listen to the program after the show with the podcast. What we're talking about is, man, her perfect's been record. Or her record has been perfect, right?
It's been great. It's been spot on.
I'm even confused right now. I'm just startled. Jamie has not been late in 2026. That's right. For the entire year,
She's
not been late to work. Until today.
Yeah.
Until today. It's been a good run, folks. It was a good run. But we kind of saw it coming, as Carson said. Last night was a girl's night out. And then you've got the snow. You got the slick roads. A lot of people are going to be late today.
There's a lot of factors.
Maybe you get a pass today. Maybe we give her a pass
like
today.
Like a mulligan?
Because of the weather. I mean, it's just nasty out there.
Yeah, it
is. Blizzard conditions. Snow piled up, 6-8 feet deep?
Oh.
Nasty. Oh, boy. She's going to be ripe this morning. You know, after a night out with the girls. What do you think? Let's take a guess. What time do you think? They started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with the little get-together. What do you think it ended at?
Closing time, whenever that is.
Midnight.
Chairs were being put midnight. Up on the tables.
Yeah, something like that. All right. Well, we'll see what happens here as we get started this morning. Man, oh, man, it's going to be a busy day today. Today is Friday.
Woo! Man,
it was so difficult this week, I swear. We were off for 2 weeks, and I don't know how many people out there get extensive time off during the holidays, but getting back into the groove is like torture. And I know we don't do crap. We just show up. We BS for 4 hours. Okay, I get it. You don't have to slam us for that. But it was tough getting up this week. I struggled this week.
Without a doubt. When we're used to sleeping in.
And usually of the crew, I'm pretty good about getting up. I'm never late. You're pretty good about getting up. You're good at it, right?
Yeah, I'm really, I get paranoid that I'm going to sleep through my alarm.
Yeah, I get it. But mornings is really no problem. I don't know, man. This week was tough. It beat me up. I would wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd wake up at, 3:30 in the morning. I just couldn't go back to sleep because I feared oversleeping, you know?
Yep.
And then you're off and you get to sleep in till like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And, man, it ruins you.
It throws you off. Something extreme.
And I started forgetting what day it was.
Yeah.
You're on vacation for a couple of weeks. I had to check myself, like, is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? Especially that second week, right? Is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? All right, we're just getting started here. I saw some of the video from the stock show parade yesterday. Did you see any of that?
Yeah, I saw a lot of it.
It didn't look good.
Really? I thought it looked awesome.
They only had a few hundred people.
I was just thinking about the snow coming down and then those longhorns going down the street.
No, you want a big crowd when you pull out the big longhorns.
That's
true. The horses and all that. I mean, that's a lot of work to get that down there. And to have only a couple of hundred people show up, it's not good. Not good.
A little bit of a letdown.
I guess we're just not in parade mode right now as a city, right? Because I expected they would have probably 10, 15, 20,000 people down there.
Easily.
Yeah, 200.
Nothing bad happened.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. All right, that was good. The parade yesterday at noon. Stock show officially starts this weekend. It starts tomorrow, right?
It does. Yep.
All right, we've got a lot coming up in the program this morning. We'll take a quick break, just re-gear here, and find out what's going on with Jamie and her girls' night out. I think we can pretty well guess, but we'll find out for sure. Quick break. We'll be right back. BJ Jamie Morning Show getting started on a Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Drift away. You mean slip slide away, right? It's slick. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Hello, Jamie.
Oh, I thought we said yesterday we're going to start the show at 6:15. Didn't you tell me that yesterday?
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, you said yesterday. You go, hey, Jamie, we're going to start the show tomorrow at 6:15. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. Thanks for letting me know. You said, yeah, because of, what's that, the conditions? It's like a word.
Treacherous?
Yeah, treacherous.
Treacherous condition. Dicey
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, you said, just take your time, 6:15. So I was like, okay, thanks.
Hey, I think that those people over at Fox 31, what's that guy's name in the morning that is on there?
Kirk.
Kirk.
Yeah.
Kirk. I think he steals part of our show. He used the word dicey this morning.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He said dicey.
I caught him.
Wow.
And I said it yesterday.
Wow.
So I think they steal some of our stuff.
Well, he says it's tracking, then we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're listening for that. Right.
Or twerp.
So how was your drive?
Or if he says twerp. Because you use that one too.
I use twerp a lot.
And what was the other one? Pageantry.
A pageantry. How was your drive?
It was awful.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, and we kind of knew that it was going to be bad, so where are them plows?
I don't know. All I saw was a bunch of signs that say, don't crowd the plow. It's like, I don't see a plow.
Exactly.
How can I crowd one?
Exactly.
I think I saw two. If I count one, that was a pickup truck in our parking lot.
Oh, okay.
He was plowing.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
But other than that, I saw one.
Not one.
All the way in.
Did you get your truck fixed?
I did not.
Oh,
did you notice my car out there?
No. You had to come in like that?
Oh, Jamie, it was
awful.
You
only have front wheel drive.
Rear.
Oh, rear.
Rear,
sorry.
Even worse.
Yeah.
No, it was awful. It was awful.
Front wheel
drive. I couldn't get out of my driveway.
Yeah, front wheel drive would work, but I didn't know it was rear.
I've got a little hill that you got to go up at the light when you get out to the main road. I barely got up that thing this morning.
I'm worried about you because it's really, really coming down right now.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. Javier called me yesterday and he said, hey, Beach, we got four wheel high to work, but we can't get four wheel low to work.
Well, four high will be perfect. Why don't you just go get it for tonight? You should have just gotten it because four high is great.
Yeah, I was tired.
Oh.
There was a football game coming up.
Oh, okay.
They closed at 6 and the game came on at 5:30.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I had to watch that. Right?
I got a text yesterday.
You did? From who?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
4 p.m. yesterday.
Okay.
Now, I might have been with a bunch of girls, and I might have been like, woo! When I got it. It was a whole thing. It's time to schedule your Model Y delivery. To proceed with delivery, schedule now.
I told you.
Wow.
Now, I didn't push it because we were woo girls last night, so I didn't push it. But, yep.
I told you.
You did tell
I've
me.
Been telling you all
you
week.
You have.
Now, you've been a little
well,
negative.
Because they keep moving it.
Yeah, because you were supposed to get this Tesla in December.
Yeah.
And it's been moved back. And then they said January 8th, this window they give you, January 8th to like the 31st. Okay?
Right.
So it's full month almost, right? But I said, Jamie, I got a feeling that they're going to hit the front end of that.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have that car maybe by the weekend.
Yeah, I don't want it today or tomorrow. I'll get it on Monday. I'm not going to get it.
I hear you.
Yeah, I'm like, yes.
Pretty nasty.
I know. Although I did get the two engines in it, so the two engines.
Yeah.
It's because so it's all-wheel drive, so that part's good. I had to pay extra for
Does that make a big difference?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You can buy a car with two engines in
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Two batteries or two engines?
It's not called two engines, two motors. So a motor for the front tires and a motor for the back tires.
Oh.
Yeah. So that it's
kind of like Hot Wheels.
Kind of like, okay.
Like Hot Wheels. When you put a battery in them, all the wheels spin.
Huh?
The racetracks. The Hot Wheels racetracks. I got one.
We only just touch the front down and then they just.
These all four go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. They've upgraded them.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Don't forget, don't crowd the plow.
Yeah. Wherever, if you ever see one. If you happen to see one, don't crowd it. But I don't think you'll see one.
Those boards everywhere. You know, I think they have a problem coming up with stuff with those boards.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're goofy a lot of times, okay? So I think the person in charge of these boards around town.
The marketing person? Yeah. Or CDOT?
They can't really put, you know, like ads up there, stop and get yourself a Big Mac this morning, because, you know, they don't sell it.
Wait,
it's
what?
It's all about public safety.
Yeah.
And they don't know where to go some mornings.
Yeah. Huh?
You know what I'm talking about? These traffic boards.
It was a late night, so if you could keep it really simple for me.
like the plow thing this morning, okay? That fits. But then something goofy will be up there once the snow's gone.
Yeah.
Because they run out of material.
Like our show.
Like right now.
We often run out of material, right? All right, so we'll take a quick break.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll do some tabloid trash. And then we'll get into this gas thing.
Oh, my God. This is a nightmare for them.
How's this happen?
They filled up all the tankers with the wrong gas.
I'm just saying, how does that happen?
They filled up the tankers with the wrong gas.
But I'm asking. I know what they did.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, don't they have some protocol in place that this can't happen?
I think Larry thought yesterday was diesel day.
So you go in to get your gasoline regular. High test, whatever, but you
premium,
end up with
unleaded, whatever, and you end up with diesel.
Wow.
That'll jack you
just
up.
Just a mess.
That, man, I got to tell you, that's going to really open up these people like John over at the imports.
I mean, I don't feel so, you know, because at first I was like, oh, this gas company is going to pay millions
of
dollars.
What's it do to your motor?
It just shuts it down.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like, people would pull away, and then, like, a block later, it just shuts down their engine.
Shuts it down? Does it ruin it? I don't know. All right, we'll look into this, and we'll talk about it when we come back. First, we'll get to Tabloid Trash, BJ Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday.
Yay!
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm not going to lie. Something happened.
What do you mean?
I think a blueberry went down the wrong hole.
Oh, no.
I inhaled some blueberries. I like snorted them or something.
Wrong hole is a very serious situation.
It really is. It can really change your life.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Eye-opener.
I went out with my girlfriends last night, I have to tell you this, and bad decisions were made, not going to lie. Phone calls were made that shouldn't have been made. Texts were had that should not have been had, but I am proud of myself from one situation.
What?
That is, I called an Uber, and I went back to my house, and they all still continued to go out.
They did?
Yeah, at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Good for you. Pat on the back.
Thank you.
Good job.
And I came this close to going out with them again, you know, like, because this particular place was closing, and they're like, we're just going to go, and I was like.
At what time was this?
Like 8:30.
Okay, so it's not you know, really late.
No. But it would have gone later.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Much later.
Yeah. So let's give it up for Jake.
Good.
Responsibility.
Good for you. Yeah.
I mean, except for the phone calls and the texts that were made.
No. Yeah. But yeah, that's gaining some control of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
That's good.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. So that was.
There
great.
Were days I couldn't do it.
Oh my God.
I couldn't, you know, stop the party.
Dude, I didn't want to. I'm not going to lie. But I was like, I remember how I felt last time when we continued to go out, you know, and I was laying on that couch over there. I was like, I don't want to be a couch layer today.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. But anyway, you guys, we're in Denver Tech Center, and it is really coming down.
I'm looking at the radar right now, and it is coming down everywhere in the metro.
Right?
Everywhere.
I mean, it is.
Aurora, you're getting it. Thornton.
Thornton?
You're getting it, too.
Oh, no.
It's coming. But I think it's going to end in the next hour and a half or so, is what they're saying.
Got it.
Unless you're down south.
I threw away the entire packet. I got it.
I saw you scrambling.
I was like, thanks, BJ. Keep talking.
It's slick. Be careful out there, folks.
Slick.
I'm telling you right now, if you can maybe delay going in this morning, an hour or two, it's going to help you a lot.
Holy crap. I have to go shopping all damn day today. For the dress for the party of the century.
Oh, that's right.
It's
party
tomorrow.
Of the year.
Party of the year.
Party of the year.
Party of the year is tomorrow night. It's my old boss's party, and they're calling it the party of the year. Excuse me. And I don't have anything to wear. And so, God, I hate shopping.
Yeah.
I'm an Amazon like person, like let's just pray it fits.
I just hit Kohl's, man. Well, Kohl's has the best gear.
They don't have a dress for party of the century.
Yes, they do. No, they don't. Bet you they do.
No, they don't. They don't.
They've got something flowers. For every occasion.
I've never seen a cocktail dress there.
You can buy anything from a cocktail dress to an ashtray.
You can buy a vacuum, that's for sure. Yep. You can buy a vacuum.
It's got it all.
Air fryer.
All of it.
When you go into Kohl's, have you ever gone to that section where they have all the gadgets?
Yeah.
It's like on a moving rack that just sits in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and then
fantastic.
you can buy those smokeless ashtrays.
I don't think they sell that. Wait, I'm going to guarantee you, Kohl's does not sell smokeless ashtrays.
I was there just before Christmas. And you could buy like these boxes of poker chips.
Oh.
For it had deck of cards in there, too, for gaming.
Nice.
Yeah.
It makes a lovely gift.
They promote gambling over there.
It's a lovely gift.
Any store that promotes gambling, I love it.
TMZ investigates. TMZ dove into the whole Reiner murders, I guess. Sorry to do that. It's a Friday, and I don't even want to talk about this, to be honest, because we're all happy and gleeful, and it's Friday, and it's the weekend, it's snowy. But, you know, of course, Dr. Drew, I'm not the biggest fan of Dr. Drew. I feel like he's one of those guys that jumps on things that... whatever. Anyway, Dr. Drew talks about how doctors changed. It was his name, Nick?
Nick.
Yeah, Nick Reiner. He's the one that killed his parents. Here's what he had to say. Number three.
Nothing there.
Oh. I thought it was you. I was like, why are you just sitting there?
It's running.
I was just like,
really?
Nothing there.
I was like, why are you just sitting there?
Nothing there.
I was just like, why are you just sitting there?
I'm just sitting here. Taking it easy.
Do you want to try number four?
Well,
oh no,
let me turn that one on.
Nothing's working on my end. It was just one.
Well, hang on. Four. Here's four.
Why are you just sitting there?
You know, this might be an omen. Don't be playing murder audio on a Friday.
I think that's right. God has
spoken.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Guys, you got bigger problems. You got slick roads.
Yeah.
It's Friday. The weekend's almost here. Stock show's about to start.
Right.
You don't need to cover a murder.
Exactly. You know what? You're right. That was Jesus going, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Hey, were you lying about only 200 people downtown?
No.
Really?
They just said in the hundreds. They estimated between 200 and 300.
Oh gosh, yeah,
it was bad.
That's a bad turnout.
I don't know if that's yearly. I feel like thousands show up. That's the way I felt. I felt like maybe 5,000 to 10,000.
Yeah, even.
I mean, I understand it's a work day. It's 12 noon.
I know, but people just downtown alone will make up thousands.
No, hundreds. Here's the headline.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, I felt bad for him.
I do too, because I know everybody usually leaves work around that time. Like our buddy Tony, he works downtown, and I remember last year he's like, "Oh, I'm heading out to go, you know, look at it. I'm walking two blocks."
Yeah, no, it says, but that was a spectacle that hundreds witnessed at Union Station on Thursday.
Wow,
hundreds.
The parade, it says, according to AI, the parade draws 100,000 people alone.
What parade?
The stock show parade.
Well, they just—it was only 200.
It says, "What was that whole thing?"
I'm just saying. Oh, okay. I'm baffled that you're reading that, and from every report I've got this morning, they just said a few hundred showed up,
making it a significant draw for the kickoff event, with crowds lining 17th Street for the spectacle of horses, wagons, and bands. That's what it says.
Well. I think they're blowing it up a bit.
The parade, 100,000 people, the entire event for the whole, 10 days or whatever, how many days that is, Saturday through the 25th, is 700,000 people.
Okay.
So.
Well, I saw the videos this morning, and man, it was not 100,000 people.
Wow.
It might have been 300 people.
That's awful.
It was bad.
Yeah, that is bad and disappointing. All right, anyway, do I have George Clooney audio? No. I need to get that.
We don't have any audio. It's not working.
Oh, that's right. Let me put that over here.
Yeah.
Why are you just sitting there?
I kind of relate to the George Clooney one, though. That's why I can call him a liar.
So, about you have no fights?
Yeah.
In your marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because of what he's come back and said, the reason they don't have fights.
I don't have that.
That audio is what we're talking about, which doesn't exist. for us. But yeah, but he came back, and I read it yesterday.
We might want to just, like, squash this whole
thing. Yeah, this has not been your best moment. It's not with my Cowboy
fault.
Trash.
It's not my fault. I have no audio. This I have nothing to go to.
This is not going to go over well with the Colorado Broadcasters Association
no,
Award
not,
Show.
I don't feel like it's my fault.
It's the technology.
It is technology. Technology. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
Let me tell you what Clooney said, okay? Clooney said the reason, because he was in this interview, and this guy was much like Jamie and I. He said, dude, there's no couple on the planet that's not argued. Right. Okay, come on. I mean, he basically called him a liar.
Yeah, he said, I've been married 30 years. You're full of
trust
crap.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You're full of crap. There's nobody been in a relationship at all, not even married, that you haven't had an argument.
Even friends.
Yes.
Like Kylie and I get into it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
I mean, not like argument, but like disagreements.
Clooney, you're lying.
Yeah.
You're lying, okay? He says because he got married to her at such a late age, 52, 56 years old, and her being younger, that's what keeps them from ever having an argument. That he is just, he's just dialed in at a point in his life where he will not argue with anyone.
Okay, so you know what that tells me? She argues with him, but he's given up.
Well, that's where I come into the picture. I'm quite a bit older than Lisa, okay?
Yeah.
All right. His excuse is BS because we argue every day.
Right.
Okay? But we argue, but 15 minutes later, it's like
done.
It never happened.
Yeah.
It's like it never happened. But everybody has that.
That would drive me crazy if like I knew that George did something wrong and I'm like, George, for God's sakes, you know, I don't know, put the seat down, something like that. And he'd be like, just walk in, not say anything, just go sit down and watch TV.
I do agree with him on the old I give up side of it, because there are days I just don't feel like
just
it.
Don't even
I
care.
Don't want
yeah.
you go ahead and argue. I don't want to argue.
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
Yeah,
right?
I'm tired.
Whatever.
I mean,
blah,
I might be
blah,
wrong,
blah, blah,
but
blah.
I'm tired.
All right, I already did that thing where I said, okay, there you go, tablet trash.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Gasoline.
Oh,
big
man.
Issue yesterday. Big.
Horrible.
If you've not heard this story, I mean, I don't know how many thousands of people are affected by this.
Dude, it goes all the way south to Castle Rock, to all the way north to Broomfield, and all the way east to Aurora.
A lot of people
and
that
west
got,
to Littleton.
A lot of people that got gas yesterday did not get the regular gas. They got diesel.
Yeah.
We'll tell you why.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday, a snowy Friday. It's really bad out there. There's a lot of slick conditions all over town. Plows, I haven't seen any plows this morning, so I don't know what's going on there. It could take a while before the streets clear up. If you can delay it a couple of hours before you leave the house, maybe that's your best bet.
Yeah, it is. It's still coming down. Did you already say that?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It is.
And radar looks like it's going to for the next hour and a half.
So I want to apologize to the meteorologists. They got it right. They did.
Yeah,
got it right.
Well, they said between 2 and 20 inches, and so they nailed it. I didn't have, because in my neighborhood, I normally, like you, have more snow than the metro.
Yeah.
And for some reason, around my area, I mean, driving in, I saw a lot more snow. My house didn't get that much snow.
Well, where do you live today?
I live over in Broomfield.
Oh.
Yeah, Broomfield is my hood. Yeah,
I never know where you live. So
right next door to Morrison. That's
okay.
Where I live.
All right, perfect. Yeah.
All right, let's get to this gasoline
this
thing.
Is
this
awful.
Is crazy. Where did you first see the story?
So it was this morning at around, I don't know, 4 a.m. when I woke up, and it was on my neighborhood watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Carson, where did you first see it?
So I followed this reporter, Steve Stegler, and that's what he's reporting on. Yeah, so
Stegler.
He popped up on TikTok yesterday for me.
I had no idea until I got here this morning, but this is crazy.
It is. It's awful.
Gasoline around town. Let me play you the story. I think it pretty much says everything.
If you filled up your gas tank in Metro Denver on January 7th or January 8th, you need to hear this. State regulators are investigating after a lot of people have had issues.
So wait a minute. This started Wednesday?
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think they have to put the pieces together. So if I drive away and my car starts sputtering, you know, then I have to get an appointment. And then the guy says, I don't know what's wrong. Let's see, you need a new fuel filter. And then he puts a new fuel filter in, and then it's still sputtering. It takes a while for them to do investigations.
I guess you're right. But I was just under the assumption that maybe, you know, these tanks got filled up with diesel at noon yesterday, and they found it by 3
too.
O'clock.
Yeah.
But this thing's been going on for 2 days. Now I got to figure out if I've gotten gas in the last 2 days.
Yeah. State regulators are investigating after a lot of people have had issues with their engines after filling up with regular gas at King Supers, Murphy Express stations, and Costco stations. We actually just heard from King Supers, who said that all of this impacts 22 of their gas station locations. I'm told the potential cause of this was a Sinclair gas terminal that fills the tanker trucks may have been inadvertently filled with diesel instead of regular fuel, and that fuel was delivered throughout the metro area. You know, state inspectors actually went to the Costco station at River Point in Sheridan and visually saw diesel fuel inside the tanks and took a sample back and confirmed that it was diesel. They've shut that station down now. We've heard from a lot of people over the last few hours who say that their car has shut down.
What a start to the new year.
So a few things. Arvada, Aurora, Bennett, Boulder, Broomfield, Castle Pines, Castle Rock, Denver, Erie, Greenwood Village, Littleton, Longmont, Parker, and Thornton. That's where I'm seeing the cities.
And here's what sucks. These people are not going to be liable for anything.
Well, the gas company will.
They won't be fixing your car.
Yeah, they will.
I doubt it.
Yeah, that'll be liable. So if, totally
you,
be liable.
If you're involved in this, or you got gas and your car shuts down, you're urged, he says later on in the video, to call the whatever gas station, and they'll get you in the claims process.
Here it says, because diesel doesn't ignite properly with a spark plug, it's thicker and it gums up fuel lines, injectors, and filters, potentially damage the fuel pump, the catalytic converter. So do not start your engine and get it towed to have the tank drained and fuel system checked and cleaned. That's what it says.
What a weekend.
I know, right?
So that's what you get. Gosh. Because, I mean, you literally are parked. Yeah, that's it. You're not going anywhere. If that's the only vehicle you got and this happened to you, you're parked.
Yeah.
Uber. So. Lyft.
What a mess. Somebody, you know what? Heads are going to roll. Heads are going to roll.
I don't know if I've ever seen this on this scale.
Not this big.
I've seen it happen before, like, you know, maybe at a Circle K or something.
Yeah.
But never on this scale, because this is Costco, King Supers, Murphy, all these different places out there.
Yep. So it just says.
Have you gotten gas last 2 days?
No, thank God. I'm down to 8 miles to empty. And I almost.
Well, now you're gun shy, though.
They fixed it now. But what I'm saying is I almost got gas because I was getting so low. And I was like, I should get gas. And I'm like, I can make it.
Would it have been one of these places?
Yeah, for
sure. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I only get gas at King Supers because, remember, I used your guys' phone numbers. Yeah.
Here's the worst part of it all, though. You Tesla driver.
Yeah.
You're laughing. What? You're laughing at us frackers.
Well, because we don't, you know what?
BJ the fracker. He's being laughed at this morning.
We never get bad gas, that's for sure. Let me just read you something again. Let me read you this again. I know I've already read it before, but this came in at 4 o'clock yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
Tesla delivery. It's time to schedule your Model Y delivery. To proceed with delivery, schedule now.
All right.
Yeah.
For you Tesla owners. Yeah. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and put it in your no hands on the wheel drive mode right now? Out FSD. There in that snow.
FSD. I wonder if it does work in this.
I doubt it.
I bet it would.
My cruise control won't even work in this.
Oh, it won't?
You're not supposed to.
Oh, well, yeah, that's different than it not working.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. I would assume it's the same. Pretty much the same.
I don't know if it countersteers is what I guess my question is.
If
it countersteers. I don't want to try it, but.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the standard is if a day like today, you don't use cruise control at all.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I would say self-driving would be the same way. I would guess. Who knows?
It says it's improving.
It's improving?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this gasoline thing is crazy.
Here's what it says. Tesla's full self-driving is improving. And snow with recent software. Handling snowy roads better by following tire tracks that are already in the road.
So if you're someone that slides off, you're going to slide off.
Imagine if it's like in the parking lot where they do donuts, and then my Tesla just starts following those tire tracks.
That's crazy. Now, have they drained all these tanks? Because, again, I'm finding out about this morning, about this bad gas or the diesel gas.
Well, they've either not drained them or they've
shut them down.
They're shutting them down.
Wow. Crazy.
It is wild.
Happy weekend.
All right. I've got some really bad news here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know, the playoffs are starting this weekend. Uh-huh. Broncos don't play. We take a week off. Then we play a winner of one of the games. Whomever the lowest seed is who we get. But a rating came out yesterday of quarterbacks that are in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Our guys at the bottom.
Oh, no. Bo knows.
The worst quarterback.
Second worst
in the playoffs. There are 14 quarterbacks currently in the playoffs to play this weekend.
Who's number one?
And the following weekend.
Who's number one?
Number one is Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
So you know what why this is good?
Why?
Because it puts you in check. If you're Bo,
it doesn't put you in check.
It puts you in check because I'll tell you what, Josh Allen is full of himself right now. He's like, that's right. I was just ranked number one in the playoffs. So Josh is going to suck.
Yeah.
Now you got your people like number 13, Bo Nix, and he's going to be like, I got to try harder.
Bo Nix is below Aaron Rodgers.
Which is sad.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, he is. He's below Aaron Rodgers. He's below some guy named Khalib.
I'm telling you, it'll make him work harder.
Oh,
you know how
man.
It is that you're at the bottom, you just work harder and harder. You know how we get cocky because we're number one? We don't really try that hard sometimes?
Yeah. You get complacent,
you
know?
Yeah, just waddle in.
Now this is going to make him just really step up to the plate, right?
Exactly.
All right, well, that's just the word came out yesterday from ESPN and SportsIllustrated.com, who ranked the best to worst quarterbacks based on their season for the playoffs. And Josh Allen was number one, then Matthew Stafford, Drake May, all that stuff. Then down at the bottom, you have Bo Nix and a guy named Bryce Young.
I've never heard of Bryce Young.
Yeah, he's at the bottom.
Yeah,
he's the worst.
I just know a guy named Bryce Fry,
yeah.
And I went second grade with him, and they looked in our hair with toothpicks, and then Bryce Fry was gone. Oh,
Bryce had lice.
Yep. Bryce did have
that.
Lice.
Bryce had lice.
He did. He was just gone.
Yeah.
They looked through all our hair with toothpicks.
Yeah. And everybody in school, Bryce has lice.
Yeah, they did.
It just rhymes.
It did.
It's a good saying.
Bryce Fry.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie Morning Show. Slick, be careful. Don't crowd the plows.
Even though we can't find them, don't crowd them.
Don't crowd them. You'll see that everywhere on these lit up boards on the highway.
Yeah.
Don't crowd those plows.
I didn't see one driving in.
No, but if you find one. Don't crowd them.
But by the way, they kind of drive as bullies, especially when they're in the threesome.
Yeah, they
you
do.
You know what I mean? Like when they go in those threes.
Won't let you around?
Nope.
I got you.
Yeah, they're like, ha, 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 ha.
I think I would, though, if I were
a driver. Totally would, yeah.
You know, I think I'd do the same thing.
I'm gigantic.
I'd say, hey, Billy, why don't you pull yours over here close? We won't let these clowns by us.
Exactly.
You know, I'd do the same thing.
I know.
Do they make good money?
I think they do.
Plow drivers?
I think they do.
What do you do in the summer, by the way?
In the summer?
Yeah. I don't know. I've got a lot of questions
about
the plows.
Maybe you fill potholes and maybe you take dead deer off the highways.
Could be.
I don't know.
We'll find out. All right. AI may be one of the worst things to ever happen to humans.
Or the best.
Oh, yeah. Or the best.
Yeah. If you're Sam Altman, he creates evil, and that's why Sam Altman and Elon Musk are in a lawsuit, because apparently Elon wanted it for good, and Sam wanted it for evil.
Yeah, and right now I think Sam's winning.
I think he is, too.
I think there's more evil with it than there is good with it right now. Now, I don't know that much about AI. It's quite obvious when I talk about it, but a couple of stories that came out yesterday. First, 2 days ago, I went to Jamie White, and she thought I was a pervert. Okay.
Well,
when I said what I said, did you not?
All right. Here's what you said.
Okay.
Can I do an impression?
Then I'll say what you said to me.
Okay. But here's my impression of how it went down. Hey, Jamie. Yeah, BJ, what's up? Have you seen like these women that take their bodies and put them in bikinis? I go, what are you talking about? Yeah, like on Grok, AI, all that stuff. Like these women, they take up, you know, it's their head, and then they put them in bikinis. It's all over my feed.
JB's reply was, man, your algorithm's a lot different than mine.
I did say that.
That was it. And then I went to my car. She went to hers, and we went home.
We went
okay,
home,
that's the way our day ended
exactly.
That day, okay?
Yeah, but
on my feet. there's been, and I could, it took me a week to figure out what was going on, and now I've figured it out, right? But women would take pictures of themselves, or somebody else would take a picture of a woman, and they would put the full figure up there, and they're fully clothed, and they would say, "Hey, Grok, put me in a purple bikini."
Right.
And I didn't know what the hell that meant. I didn't know what was going on, because you didn't see the purple bikini picture at all. You just saw that. So this went on for several days. And I thought, what the hell is that all about? Some kind of trend or something? I don't get it.
You had a lot of them in your algorithm.
Then, if you click on that account, the next picture down is her in that bikini.
Right.
So they posted what Grok. That's when I finally caught on and then started exploring this conversation even more. But I guess yesterday they put the clamps on it.
Yeah, they I don't know why they censored this. I don't know why they censored it, to be honest. Because
they're using it with children.
Well, but the thing with AI, you can put yourself in any situation. Like my son is on an F-16 fighter jet in one picture he sent me. And so I don't know how they're going to just change the generator of bikinis.
They're calling it some type of image alterations or something like that that's inside the system with AI, and they're going to delete that and get rid of it. Here's part of the story.
Elon Musk's Grok AI is facing global scrutiny. X's inbuilt artificial intelligence chatbot is generating sexualized images of women and even minors. And the flood of nearly nude images of real people is ringing alarm bells internationally. Anyone who has posted an image online ever could now be shared to X, with that image then sexualized.
So I could take any image out there. If I have a picture of you, Jamie, I could tell it to put you in a white bikini. And it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're saying that this is such an invasion of privacy that this cannot continue.
Well, but we've heard about this forever, right? Like there's been the deep fakes forever, right? Yeah. Where people are going around like and putting out pictures of celebrities, and it's not even their bodies or anything like that. So this has been going on forever. So
I think what this has done is brought it more to the
mainstream
people that are using social media. That the deep fakes, you kind of had to know what you're doing. You had to be a real pro at it. But with this, you don't need anything. All you need is a picture of somebody.
Well, it's
and
funny
you can fix it that way.
That you bring up these. There's two big stories about AI creating evil in the news. One is a guy had Grubhub, they delivered Grubhub, and they sent him a picture, because just like Amazon, they send you a picture when they drop off a package, right?
Yeah.
So there's a picture of his front door and his McDonald's order. And so he opened the door and his McDonald's is gone. And so he has a Ring camera and he's like, what the hell? Well, it turns out that the Grubhub guy took an AI image of McDonald's and superimposed it in front of his door. He never dropped it off.
That's
it's
a good move.
So crazy.
That's
Isn't
a good
it?
Move. Now, if you're the driver, you get to eat the food.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And so, and it was marked delivery delivered, but no food was actually at his door. They did. They looked at it. They tried to figure it out. He had all the Ring footage, and now they are saying, in fact, nope, it was AI. The guy just sent a picture of AI. Now,
we brought this up yesterday. All these videos that are out there, especially these Ring cams. I don't know what to believe. I have no idea what to believe anymore. We see all these where these paints explode because somebody is being a porch pirate and it explodes in their face. None of those, I think, are even real. It's crazy.
Well, then it gets even worse. This one is about a woman that went to jail because of it.
Oh,
so
boy.
This Melissa Sims, I guess she had a restraining order. Her ex-boyfriend had a restraining order against her. And then what he did, because he's an asshat, that wasn't enough. Then he went to court and said, hey, she's still harassing me. And he had all these texts from her. I mean, like tons. So they threw her in jail for harassment and breaking a restraining order. And she's like, what are you talking about? I left him alone. He's completely gone. And turns out, AI.
So now, does that guy go to jail?
He should.
Yeah. He's got to, right?
Yeah.
You would think so, because
if he
made it.
You do that to a court?
Let's see here. She was acquitted at trial on the original battery charge. She is now advocating for laws that set clear standards for AI evidence to prevent similar situations for others. So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say in the story. Sorry. Yep.
Artificial ignorance. AI.
Ooh, that was a good one.
I got to mention this Bruno Mars thing again.
Wow, that was a good one, DJ.
Artificial ignorance.
That was a good one.
Bruno is coming to Colorado. He's going to be at the Air Force Academy. We didn't even know they did concerts at Falcon Field, is it?
Yeah, it's called Falcon Stadium, actually. Yeah, mm-hmm. Falcon Stadium, and it's the United States Air Force Academy. I know. I wanted to look up how many people it held. I meant to do that.
Down there with 39,000.
39,000?
Yeah. Wow. Bruno Mars, you can get registered right now for the presale. All you got to do is go to alice1059.com. It is there. We have all the links for you. You get registered, then the presale happens next Wednesday, then Thursday, general admission. But Bruno Mars should be a killer show, a great show. Presale right now. Go to alice1059.com, get signed up, and you'll get tickets to go down there and see it. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What? Why are you bitching? Oh, my God.
Well, because I'm having problems with my vehicle right now. It's not that gasoline thing where the diesel got all switched out and stuff.
Yeah.
I just had a problem with four-wheel drive, and I got a feeling it's going to cost me.
It's going to cost you.
A bundle of money. And I kind of came into a little bit of money. Okay.
What'd you win the
lottery?
And
I was telling Jamie a couple of bets here. And
there. Oh, nice.
But I came into a little bit of cash, all right? But all of a sudden, bam, you get hit with something like this out of the blue. It happens every time.
There's no such thing as fun money, my friend.
Yep.
No such thing.
Have you ever noticed that, though, Carson?
Oh, where
you'll get, like, maybe you win something with a lottery or a bonus at work or something. Your furnace will break or your engine falls out. Something always happens.
You know what? It reminds me of that Alanis Morissette song. Isn't it ironic?
Will you stop?
It does.
I've about had it with you.
It's like making a bet and winning a lot of money and then your four-wheel drive goes out.
It happens all the time because last year we got a tax return. First time we got one in a long time, $1,200. And then, I kid you not, the next day I found out I was getting a tax return, my garage door went out. And it was $1,200 to get it fixed.
It's something in the universe, I swear. And you on Texnado, you can back that up right here, because it happens to you too. It happens to me every single time.
It's like rain on your way.
Will you stop? I'm a singer. We're trying to vent.
I'm a singer. Okay, anyway. Last night was a fun night with my girlfriends. I'm going to give them a shout out. I haven't seen them since the last year. And so today has been a little rough. I'm not going to lie. A little rough. But you know what? I'm doing a hell of a job, aren't I, BJ Harris?
They're not listening.
Oh, they're not. No, all of them are asleep. Every single one of them.
They don't even hear their shout out.
They don't. They're all asleep.
You're doing an incredible job there,
thank
Jamie.
Thank you. I appreciate you. What was that? Hey!
I'm just going to try to make it to 10. That's
okay,
all,
that's
man.
All.
I'm doing my best.
You don't know how bad I don't want to go to freaking the mall today.
To mall?
I got to go to the mall.
To get a dress, right?
To get a dress for America's largest party.
Yeah.
I mean,
shindig.
Shindig.
America's largest shindig is happening this weekend.
And the thing is, when you have to try on all these dresses, you want to dress very comfortably so you don't have to, take off a whole outfit.
Yeah.
So I'm being at the mall with my sweatpants on.
You just order one through Temu or somebody.
Because it's Saturday night.
Oh.
Yeah. That's tomorrow. Temu takes 8 months.
It does take a while.
All right. Anyway, let's get to some of this fun stuff. Right. Did you find the George Clooney audio?
No, there is no audio.
Oh, there's
It was an LA Times article.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the big, it's not a big story, but George Clooney says the reason why, because this guy called George Clooney out and said, listen, I've been married 30 years, and there's no way that you and a mall don't argue. Everybody that's married, everybody that has friends, everybody that has siblings, everybody on the planet has some disagreements.
When the story first came out, this was way before we even went on Christmas break when this came out, Jamie and I both said it. We said, that's a lie. He's lying through his teeth because he wants us to believe everything's so hunky-dory in his house.
So
it's so cool. Yeah, we love.
Well, come to find out, he said he's too old to deal with her.
Yeah. That's basically what he says. I'm at a point in my life where pay to argue.
I mean, he's like, basically he's saying, I don't even care.
Yeah. And the reporter calls him out for that. Says, so you've conceded. You've given up, right? Yeah. That's what he tells.
And he's like, yeah. Poor George.
He takes it as an insult.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He comes back and says, concede. Really? That's how you see it, huh?
What kind of George?
Yeah, George.
We kind of do.
I don't know if George lives in a real world.
Well.
He might be a little tainted on his outlook in life.
I don't know. I mean, I think he loves her, and I think that she's probably bitchy. She's a lawyer, and he probably knows he can't win an argument with an attorney.
He's argued with her.
For sure.
We all know.
Right. But remember, Travis Kelce also said he never.
He just, you know, one of those guys that you lie and you stick to your lie.
You do that a lot.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
It's maddening, though.
Yeah. You just lie and then you just stick to it, man.
I don't know why people can't just get off a lie and just go, okay, you know what? I lied. Yep. Mm-hmm. I've even told you that.
I don't think I've ever lied, though. Now that I think about it, I'm trying to think of the last one.
It's okay to be wrong. Remember that?
Well, there's a difference between being wrong and saying a blatant lie and sticking to it. That's different. I think people who always think they're right, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody that just says something, you know it's a lie, but you won't get off of it.
You do both. You're always wrong and you always
No, lie. I don't do the lie one. I do the always wrong or not
My
wrong.
God. Yes, you do.
But the other, not so much.
Ew. All right, let's move on.
I think I defended myself very well there. All right, I'm lying. Okay, it's a lie. Okay, I'm lying. Right, I'm lying right, now. Right. Okay.
Oh, my God. let's see here. What was I talking about? I know, Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce might be getting a gigantic deal with Netflix. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. Gigantic deal with Netflix. And they're saying Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce is reportedly in discussions with Netflix about taking on a big sports broadcasting job with the streaming giant and possibly as an exclusive sports correspondent. That is big bucks. Or lead host for their live sports coverage and events. The talks come as Kelce's future in football is being openly discussed, with some reports saying he's...
Is that you?
Yeah, it is me. I'm sorry. Let me turn it down.
Now, I kept looking at my phone.
No,
I thought
it's
it was me.
It's
well,
me.
Well, I've been on that roll this week, too, so...
Let me... Hold on.
We can't figure out how to turn her phone off.
Here, I'll just put it in airplane mode for now.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. By the way, do you know about the whole... backlash right now with the NFL and these streaming services, and that's kind of what they got Kelce for, right?
I don't know.
It's people are livid. People that love sports, love the NFL, with the playoffs happening this weekend, you've got to have four different streaming services to see the playoffs.
That's insane.
It's ridiculous.
Have you seen the guy that is like a bigger guy and he talks like this and he explains things like on the whiteboard? No? He's so funny. He talks about, okay, so you want to watch the playoffs, so you need to watch. Have you seen that guy?
He breaks it down?
Yes.
Who is he?
I don't know. I love him. I should have saved it. It's so funny. He breaks it down on his whiteboard, and it's hysterical because people are like, wait, I have to buy what streaming service?
Mm-hmm, yeah. You either have to have Peacock, you got to have Prime, you've got to have now Netflix is involved. You got to have all these streaming services, or you're not going to see the playoffs. All of them, anyway.
It's him right down here. Click on this. Let's see. All right, watch it. Listen to this. Hold on.
Paramount Plus, which means on Thursday you would watch them on Paramount Plus.
No,
you would watch them on Prime Video. It's because Thursday Night Football is only on Prime. But if it's not a Thursday game, then it would be on Paramount Plus.
No, why would you think?
It would be on Peacock. It's because it's a Sunday night game and those are only on Peacock. So if you want to watch the Cowboys on Thursday, December 25th, you would need...
Thursday?
I would need Prime.
No!
You need Netflix.
There you go.
Isn't he funny?
It's frustrating. It really is. And the worst part, if you've got a couple of games on, and one's on network, one's on Netflix, that delay that it takes to go from one to the other... Oh. It's just, I don't know, man. It's
crazy.
I'm a part of the complaining about it.
All right. Well, if this deal goes through with Travis Kelce, it would mark another major shift into media and entertainment for the future Hall of Famer, following acting cameos and hosting gigs, and could put him in front of a global audience covering sports for one of the biggest streaming platforms in the world. This would make him retire.
Yeah.
He's got a billionaire wife. It's not about money anymore.
No, but this would be bigger fame because it's worldwide.
And she would love it because it is worldwide.
Yeah.
He'd stay in that spotlight.
He'd be worldwide, mm-hmm. man.
All right.
Worldwide. So, hey, by the way, the first time more Americans now say soccer is their favorite sport over baseball. First time ever in a survey. About 10% of fans picking soccer compared with 9% of baseball. It's really tight still. But that puts soccer behind only football and basketball in popularity.
So in the U.S.?
In the United States of America. Isn't that crazy?
Where's hockey?
It's not on here. Oh, sorry, Carson.
Yeah, this country has a problem with hockey.
I don't get that.
It's weird. It's honestly weird. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it doesn't feel like that in Colorado because we got the Avs, you know?
Yeah.
But even when the Avs first came here, it was still like, I mean, we brought the first major championship to this town.
Whoa.
We?
Yeah, he's on the team.
The Avs.
You got a mouse in your pocket. Frog loves that saying. I'll say we. He'll say, Dad, you got a mouse in your pocket?
And we laugh. And we laugh. All right, I'm done.
It's a funny line. You got it, man. Okay.
I'm done. There you go. Tumblr trash.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on that Odyssey, that killer Odyssey app. It is absolutely free. Put it on your phone anywhere in America, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. Slick conditions out there. You can tell it already if you haven't left the house yet. Continues to snow in a lot of areas, but the roads are pretty bad. Pretty bad.
I just got a text. You know, remember when it went ding? So I looked at who texted me.
Yeah.
It was Hilda. It was Hilda / Kohler. And she said that I just need to reply Y to get my my UPS package. That seems legit, doesn't it?
What now?
Some
Hilda.
Who does that? This is a fake account.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, Hilda, they didn't even try.
Every day.
They didn't even try. They used Hilda.
I got you. Every day, my phone is loaded up with either potential spam calls.
Right?
Do you get those?
Yes.
Potentials?
Yes.
Yeah, I get those potential. Or the texts.
Oh, my God.
One of the two. They always, every day. It's every day.
Hilda's
I don't know how you
trying.
Stop it.
Hilda's not even trying.
I saw somebody post a couple of days ago, and the procedure you have to go through in order to stop all these spam calls or texts coming to your phone. And Jamie, about halfway through the procedures, I lost interest.
Forget it, yeah.
I'm like, I'd rather have the calls.
Hey, at least somebody's calling. Yeah,
it's like, that's too much for me.
I know, it is ridiculous.
All right, there's a new study out with this weight loss jab.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Yeah, the new study says that once you go off that jab, you're going to get fat again.
Oh, well, son, I haven't been on it since let's see here. When's the last time I took one? I think it was December 15th.
But isn't that common sense? I don't feel like that's breaking news. I think that any time you go off anything that controls your weight, the weight's going to come back.
Well, this controls your appetite. Like, you just don't want to eat. So when it comes back, you're going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to eat. Oh, I thought you were headed in a different direction, but you're making the same point I am. Here's the story.
More people are slimming down from weight loss drugs.
Yeah.
But research suggests about half of those taking GLP-1s will quit within 1 year.
Sometimes they can't stay on medicine because they've...
How long have you been going on? They say that half the people that started getting the jab, half the people that start will quit after a year.
Oh, I'm never quitting. I mean, that's just dumb.
I like your attitude. Yes, when you start something, stick with it, girl.
By golly.
Lost coverage or access to the medication, or they have side effects.
So what happens when you stop? New research in the British Medical Journal compared studies of people who stopped taking weight loss drugs with those who quit diet and exercise programs and were not on a GLP-1. These people were either overweight or obese.
What we found particularly shocking was just how fast weight was regained after people stopped taking medication.
On average, people who got off the meds regained just under a pound per month and were projected to return to their original weight within nearly 2 years. Certain health benefits like lower cholesterol and blood pressure levels were also reversed.
That's why Jamie's attitude of never stopping is the answer here.
Right? Okay. I don't want my blood pressure to go back up, my cholesterol. That's why I take it, not because I'm a big fat cow.
But I just assumed that without a study. That study probably cost $1 billion. But I just assumed that if you go like off anything. Of it, you're going to go right back to eating again.
Yeah, it's like everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's like it's a dumb study.
It is a dumb study. But listen, I'm all for it. And I will tell you, all the things that the benefits of it, like he said, the cholesterol, the blood pressure, and they're finding too, like I even told my friends, like I think it's good for alcohol intake because you don't want as, I mean, last night, obviously I wasn't on it, but
but you have your moments.
I haven't been on it for a month, but it like doesn't, you don't want alcohol either.
Has the price come down? I know they were working on that, but I don't keep up with it because, I'm not on it, so I don't really look into it. But I know it was really, really expensive there for a while. But they were working on getting it down to where it's reasonable, right?
Well, now they have a pill.
They do?
Yeah, you don't have to jab yourself anymore.
Does it work just as well? Just as effective?
They say it does, and I'm really looking forward to that pill because sometimes, and I know if you're on this, and this isn't relatable if you're not, but sometimes I can't stand it. Sometimes I just don't even want to give myself the shot in my stomach. Sometimes I'm like, nope, I just can't do it today. I just get freaked.
I
get freaked out because I don't want that needle to go in my stomach.
I couldn't do it. I hate needles. I can't even give blood.
I know.
I pass out when I go get just a physical.
Well, when I take that little lid off that really sharp little needle, you know, and I'm just like, okay, here we go. Oh, God, I hate it.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, so I can't wait for the pill. I'm all about the pill.
So the pill's not out yet?
Let's see here. It says the new oral Wegovy. I don't know. Is it out yet? Article.
I know for us and our family, Grandpa Gus tried it.
Oh, he did?
He needed to lose some weight, right?
Yeah.
For major health reasons. But it just got too expensive, he said. He said, I just can't afford this. I can't pay out $1,000 a month.
The fact that the insurance companies don't want people to lose weight, they won't cover it, is unbelievable to me. I cannot believe insurance companies. This is a way cheaper process for them than to have so many people that are sick.
Insurance companies, I can't believe they don't put vision and hearing in healthcare. That's a whole separate issue itself.
We have vision and hearing.
No, but it's not part of your regular health care. You pay extra.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's extra. Add-ons.
And
yeah.
To me, I think hearing and seeing is pretty important, right?
Huh?
I think it's pretty important.
That's a joke.
Oh. By the way, if you are on the jab, you might want to stay with it. You might want to find a way to second mortgage that house and stay on it. Because
okay.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know. All right. Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
Friday. I'm so happy for the weekend.
Before we get to the party for the weekend. Because
the one you're not invited to?
Jamie's going to the party of the year.
That's what it says
and
on the invitation.
Only a select Denverites are invited to this thing.
That's what the invitation said. It's the party of the year.
Obviously, I'm not a Denverite, okay? So I'm not going to the party. But they even have a dress code for the party.
Yeah, which is weird, you guys. I feel like I've been around the block or two or, you know, hung up wet.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Listen, I can slam me, but you can't.
Road hard, put up wet
that,
is
that's
the
saying, right? Yes. I still don't get that. But anyway.
It's a horse.
It's a horse?
Yeah.
Oh.
You ride a horse. You know, galloping.
Wait, show me again. Do that again.
and they get all sweaty from the ride, and you put them up wet.
Oh, wow. Thanks for teaching me something today. I did
or at
not
least that's what I was told.
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Anyway, right. So the dress code, and again, I've never heard of this, and I feel like I have some fashionista in me. Colorado cocktail is the attire.
I've never heard of that.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Me either. Okay.
Now, I'm not a socialite, social butterfly, I guess, is better. So I wouldn't know some of these terms, but I've never heard that.
It says Colorado cocktail attire, often called mountain chic, blends formal elegance with rustic mountain vibes, meaning suits and dresses, but with warm fabrics like velvet, tweed, natural textures, earth tones, and practical footwear like dressy boots, plus layers like jackets, shawls for chilly evenings or altitude, prioritizing comfort and style over a strict black tie. So I think it's a step down from black tie, but I don't know. Colorado cocktail.
Yeah, the only part of that I would fit is rustic. everything else.
You got some rustic stuff?
Yeah, I think I can do the rustic part, but I think it'd be easier for a guy, probably harder for a woman, simply because a guy could throw on a tie and a suit and throw on a cowboy hat and cowboy boots and probably fit it.
Well, it says for women, just avoid overly formal gowns. You can wear a cocktail dress. It can be T-length, knee-length, or whatever, but just no formal gowns.
I think cowboy hat and the tube top and you're in. Maybe some boots.
Maybe, you know what? Oh God, my phone. You know what? I'm gonna give that a try and see if I fit in
there. Where do you find a good tube top these days? If you go shopping for one,
you know, I bet you
Macy's.
I bet you could still find one on Amazon.
Tube tops.
I bet you could. You can find anything on Amazon.
Yeah.
Maybe you know what I'm gonna do one day. I'm gonna come in on a tube top. Because you seem to be fascinated with tube tops.
Look, I've already put to a grok to put you in a tube top. I've already seen it. Hey, grok, put Jamie in a tube top.
Oh, my God, you're so nasty.
You don't think I've already been there?
Oh, my God.
That still fascinates me, that feature on that feed.
Yeah,
that is crazy
is
to me.
Crazy.
That you can take anybody's picture. Carson, I got a picture of you. Ooh. Put Carson in a Speedo, grok.
Oh, no.
Like, just all of this that you're saying right now
is weird. But it's weird that that's been put out there for people to use.
And,
it's like nobody thought that this could be a problem.
But who does that? Like, who? That's a whole different
one. I don't know.
I mean, I will tell you that Dan Hardy, who works at our sister station, he put, because I follow him, he put himself in a sexy little Santa outfit, and I was creeped out.
I did see that.
Were you creeped out?
It was disturbing.
Anybody that's out there altering pictures for a gratification, you're weird,
well,
man.
Especially your own and put it out there.
I understand, like Neil Bratz does it for us for humor.
It's funny.
Okay,
though,
now that's funny, good. But when you go across the line, man, to the dark side.
I have an idea.
What?
Neil Bratz, will you please put BJ in a tube top?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Please.
I'll bet he already has.
He probably has.
At some point. I'm sure he has. Sure. All right, so yesterday, we caught some heat here on the show. We're trying our best, you know, to show you how much we love the Broncos. We want to go to the Super Bowl. Jamie predicted the Super Bowl months ago, okay?
Yep.
So we thought we'd spice things up, maybe add a little layer to the show by getting a Broncos song.
People hated it.
So Carson.
Sorry.
Carson.
They hated it.
They hated it.
Like, really? Like,
despised it. I can't even explain it anymore.
Yeah,
they hate it.
I mean, it was built by AI, so it wasn't like Carson singing or anything. Or...
It's just so formula AI.
No, here's what he did. You have to put in prompts, right, for AI to understand what you want it to do. And so Carson put in white guy singing song.
Up tempo, right?
Yeah.
Upbeat. All right. Here's what we played yesterday. You hated it. Oh. You hated it.
Wake up, Denver. Hear that sound. BJ and Jamie bring the noise to town. Orange and blue, yeah, we ride so high. This is our year. You can see it in the sky. We believe, yeah, we know it's true. Mile high magic running through. Kings of the West, hear the crowd proclaim. Broncos gonna bring that Super Bowl fan.
Just a complete turd, folks.
Right word. Right word. Yeah. Absolutely.
We believe.
It's true.
All right, so Carson went back to the drawing board.
Okay, good. Okay. All right.
You, in fact, gave him some pointers, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
So we went back to the drawing board to get us a new one. So I want to put this out there just for you on Textando at 303-222-5423. Now judge this one for us. We need a song. We're in the playoffs. We're going to the Super Bowl.
I know we are. I'm so excited.
And we've looked, and there's not a really good song out there. There's not.
No, and so we needed to create one, something, you know, snappy, catchy, and not so white guy.
And Jamie, me, and Carson, none of us can carry a tune.
No.
We can't play any instruments. We're strapped on this one.
I can play the piano. Duh.
Well.
Yeah, I've played it in front of you.
Yeah, and I don't know if piano, though, is good for a good, like, sports song for the Super Bowl.
It's part of instrumental.
I can play the bugle, but it's not going to work.
You cannot play the bugle. That is a freaking lie. The right, bugle.
Listen.
You can play the kazoo.
One. Here's the new one. We're never going to get together and do one on our own. We got to use AI.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
All right.
So we put some different prompts in there. Carson, what'd you prompt it with?
Well, I got something special for you. I got a duet.
Oh,
and it's a little more Denver because it's got a little country twang in there.
Oh, so this is kind of like that Gwen Stefani, if she did it with her husband, right?
Well, yeah.
She,
they do have a song.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying this is like if you use them, right?
I think that was a bad example.
Here we go.
We'll wake up Denver, feel that rush. BJ and Jamie set the city's rush.
Okay.
Orange and blue, yeah, we stand tall.
Oh, yeah.
Playoff run, hear the city call.
It's Maha Magic.
Oh, my God.
Can you feel the drive?
Yeah.
We believe.
Stop.
Yeah, this team's
alive.
Oh, come on. It was just getting good.
Brilliant.
No, this is awful.
Hey, listen, you didn't like my upbeat, so I went the opposite.
Some of the best work you've ever done, Carson.
No, the whole like beginning solo of that chick is awful.
Man, I had to pay $5.99 to get a duet, okay?
Brilliant. It's brilliant. In fact, my favorite part of it is the chick at the front.
No!
Okay?
This is awful.
I think she sounds like Taylor Swift.
Denver, feel that rush.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. She sounds sexy, too.
DJ and Jamie set the city's rush.
What do we do?
Orange and blue, yeah, we stand tall.
We stand tall, that ain't rhyme.
Playoff run, hear the city call.
It's Mohammed. Can you feel the drive?
Some of the best work you've ever done, Carson.
What? It's Maha Magic, can you feel the what?
Can you feel the tide?
The tide?
Yeah.
We don't even have
Forget
an ocean.
Forget about the verbiage. Forget about it. It's hooky. I like it. It's hooky.
Come on, you gotta play the rest of the song, and man. It's just getting good.
The chick at the front
play the rest of the song.
I'll play the entire song for you. Enjoy.
We'll wake up Denver, feel that rush. BJ and Jamie set the city's rush.
Orange and blue, yeah, we stand tall. Playoff run, hear the city call.
It's Maha Magic. Can you feel the drive? We believe, yeah, this team's alive.
Oh, they're alive. They got their
lives. Orange crush defense. Hear them roar. Kings of the West knocking at the door.
In here that's never been used before.
Crowd go wild.
Oh, wait, she's back.
Okay.
Eyes on the Super Bowl, Mile High style.
Oh, there you
go. It's Mile High Magic. Can you feel the drive?
Can you feel the tide?
We believe, yeah, this team's alive.
Solid. That is some solid stuff there, Bub.
Hey, I paid $5.99 to get a duet.
$5.99. It was well worth it, Carson. Well worth it.
Gouging.
Killer job. And it's no Pink Pony Club, but that's good. That is really good. Good job there, pal.
Oh,
good
job. God.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
This is no way to kick off a weekend.
Hey, Carson, are you reading these?
No, absolutely not.
They hate it.
I mean,
audience hates it.
Like the word F was used even.
Hey,
like,
listen, yeah. I went pop punk and no one liked it. And then I went the opposite. No one likes it. So
talking about the Bronco song.
Maybe I need to go to hip hop. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever we're doing it wrong.
It's bad. It's
so
really
waste $5.99 on the AI.
It really is, right?
I mean, people hate it. They hate it. They don't even want me to hit it one more time.
We'll wake up, Denver, feel that rush.
They hate it.
Like hate. Hate.
That girl at the beginning.
Can I read some of them?
I just want to read this one.
Okay.
The girl at the beginning, she sounds like Dolly Parton in a tube top.
Oh, my God. Well, it's just. Somebody says maybe it was drive and it was supposed to be drive and not tide.
Mm.
Like making that drive instead of that tide.
Hey, AI is not perfect.
Yeah. I agree with you, Jamie. It's absolutely awful.
Terrible.
This is horrible.
I loved it.
Somebody said, we need something more badass, like heavy metal. We're going to kick their ass song. Not a song that sounds like, hey, we want to maybe win.
And hear the crowd go wild.
Eyes on the Super Bowl. Mile High Style.
I like it. I don't know.
There's
what,
no
what
way
the
you
problem.
Like that. There's no way.
I like it.
First of all, I can't believe Carson put it in the system because there's no way you like that.
Carson.
There's no way.
Listen, I paid $5.99 and I'm going to feature it.
Why are you playing that hillbilly garbage?
Hillbilly?
Hillbilly garbage.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it kind
of
does.
One of the greatest songs we've ever played. You kidding? It's either that or another Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Eyes on the Super Bowl. Mile High Style.
Somebody says, I really like you, Carson, but you don't have an ear for music. And the word yuck was used a lot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yuck, yuck,
yuck. All right,
yuck.
We'll try it again for
we'll
Monday.
Try again.
Right, Monday?
Yeah, let's give
right,
it another
so
shot.
How about this? Will you
we'll
guys
trying.
Will you guys give us some prompts to give to AI?
Yeah.
Maybe I, because I told idea. Him, like, you
Good
know.
Idea.
Yeah, maybe some other prompts.
I yeah. Know.
Like, maybe a black guy.
I'm going straight Lil Wayne. Next time.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Lil.
Have that ready for
Not
Monday.
Little, okay. Lil
Wayne.
So I'm going hardcore rap. Let's go.
Or Hip-hop. Try that 50 cents guy. Okay. He seems
I'm
to be pretty cool
today.
These days. All right. Try him. All right, again on Monday we give it another shot. Now remember, we've got about 8 days to do this. We can pull this off.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I mean we don't play this week, so the pressure's not on.
I know, but it would be nice to get it in everybody's head.
Okay. Lil Wayne or that 50 cent guy. Okay. Try that. Or anybody. Anybody in the rap world.
Oh my god.
Even Snoop Dogg.
I'll even give you $5 to try again.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna need it.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 BJ. Jamie Morning Show on that Odyssey app. Oh, got some good news for you, Jamie.
What?
Some
what
good
is
news.
It? I love good news.
Telluride ski strike is over.
Thank God, you guys. It was killing that town.
That town yesterday, all the residents in the town of Telluride went to the streets and they basically marched and said, look, we've had enough. You're killing us. You're killing the city. You got to come to an agreement.
Did you see what the sign said?
No.
Free the chairlifts everywhere. It was like, free the chairlifts.
No, did they really?
No.
Oh, a little humor this morning. You know over what? A very serious situation.
Is all I had.
It's not free the lifts.
Free the lifts.
Look, they were drowning, man.
They were. Actually.
They were on strike, and they only have a couple of resorts up there that are really huge, you know, that impact that place. And they had to shut down. They were done. They open up fully today.
Oh, good. Because
back
they were
normal.
Killing the small businesses. I mean, they were just dead.
They literally said yesterday that a majority of businesses would have to go out of business if it went any longer.
Oh,
and they demanded. They said, look, you people that are striking, we're all for you. But you people that own the ski resort, we're for you too. You got to make money. You guys have to come together. You got to work this out. You're killing us. Get this. The city of Telluride has 2,500 people in it.
Okay.
Population.
Yeah.
Over the period of 3 months in the winter, this time of year, they get 160,000 people.
Holy crap. That's a fun fact.
None of those people have shown up this year. and it's killed them. 160,000 people.
Look at BJ with the trivia this morning. Awesome.
Well, I do my job around here. I'm a guy that likes to have facts, you know,
yeah, that's you.
When I address a situation and a big story.
Right? Labor strike that shut down Telluride Ski Resort for nearly 2 weeks is now over. Telluride telling us in just the last few minutes that members of the Ski Patrol Union voted today to accept their latest contract offer. The resort closed back on December 27th when Ski Patrol walked off the job over a wage dispute with the resort's owners. Tonight, the resort says they will slowly reopen the mountain starting Saturday with one lift running and the goal of getting a second one going soon.
Here's why Telluride, some more fun facts, by the way.
Okay, great.
Here's why Telluride, this is more devastating than that to them if, let's say, a basin. If they were on strike, it'd be a whole different story. In Telluride, all you have of those 160,000 people are millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah, it's a go-to place. I believe Tom Cruise has a house there, or used to.
Yeah.
Oprah has a place there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so those people spend bukus of money.
How much?
And it's bukus. It's better than free the rides or free the lifts or whatever you said.
It was not.
Bukus of money
Buku
to spend
bucks. Yeah.
Millions. It was killing them.
Yeah.
It was killing them.
Well, no, I know. I mean, they were saying, like, these small businesses have to go under. So, yeah. Well, they signed a 3-year deal, so good for them.
Yeah. So the slopes, I guess, the lifts, they all open up today.
Oh, wow, look at this. Not only Tom Cruise, Oprah Winfrey, Jerry Seinfeld, Daryl Hannah. God, I thought she was dead.
No. Daryl she still Hannah. Skis.
In a mermaid outfit.
So?
Wasn't that what she was known for?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer, wow, she does?
Mm-hmm. It says here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And again, they spend bukus of money. Therefore, this place being shut down, like an Aspen, for example, it just kills them. It kills them. It's all they got.
All right, well, everybody's fine now.
Okay. Thought you should know, in case you're going up.
BJ and Jamie.
Come on.
No.
What'd I say?
No,
I was.
Shh. Oh, that was the best part of the song. Son of a bitch.
I've heard it a lot, though.
Anyway, yeah, you don't.
You know, on
hey,
a day like today.
Listen, that part just.
I'll stay away.
Nope. Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll stay away
all
from
right,
that.
Okay. All right. Well,
on a day like today, Jamie and I, all fair, we talk about cruises.
Oh, my God.
Because you're out in the sunshine,
yeah.
You're on the ocean, warm
well,
weather.
No, no.
And
I,
today it's just nasty out.
I was telling you, because I follow, by the way, I highly recommend this. Follow the points guy. He's called the points guy. And what he does is he tells you like the best use of all your different airline points or credit card points. And it's, right now it's cruises.
Okay.
So he's saying right now is the time to use your points for cruises.
All right. On this show. Jamie hates cruises.
I do hate them.
Have you ever been on one?
It was called the Sea Escape, and it was like for, like 7 hours.
Okay.
Out of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. All right. Awful. So you went on that one. I've been on several because I was in Tampa, Florida, and cruises
no,
were just what
no
you did.
Desire.
You
no
did cruises.
Desire.
And so I do. I like them a lot.
A lot of people love them.
But
I would want to do more of a boutique kind of cruise than the kind of, like the stuff I'm seeing with Carnival cruises.
Yeah.
They're getting down, man.
Yeah, they do get down. There's a lot of twerking on that boat. It rocks.
It does.
It rocks the boat
yeah,
big time because they twerk a lot on that one.
Yeah.
But I got one the other day, and I forgot what it's called, Majesty of the Seas or
wow.
something, right? I don't know what it was called. I made that up. Listen, I got one the other day, 14-day cruise. A 14-day cruise. You leave out of Miami, Florida. You hit the Bahamas. You hit the Caymans. You hit the Jamaica. You hit the Cozumels. You hit all these. All of them. And you're out there for 14 days for $1,400 a person. $100 a day.
That is really good.
That's food.
Yeah, they're saying all these cruises right now are on sale because everybody's done all their traveling, you know, because a lot of people do the family cruise for over Christmas and New Year's and all that. But I would rather do like, I know you have a little guy, but I would rather do like a Four Seasons cruise. They have their own boat and Virgin.
They actually have one?
Yeah.
Four Seasons?
They
stuff?
Sure do.
I've never heard of that
No
one.
Kids allowed, and then Virgin has no kids allowed.
Yeah, a lot of them have no kids. The one that was sent to me was no kids.
It was.
Yeah, because I thought, man, that would be a great one right there.
Well, you have a kid.
But then I thought, no. I can't go. Well, I didn't know it. When I got the ad, it didn't say no kids.
Oh, I thought
I had
you didn't
to look
know
into
that you had a kid.
It. I didn't. I had to look into it to realize that they said, nah, you can't bring the little guy.
But it would be great, like, if you want to, you know, get the kid with, what's the grandpa's name? Grandpa Gus?
Grandpa Gus.
You two have never, I don't know of a time when you two have just gone away for a weekend or done anything alone before the kid. I mean, after the kid.
No.
You got to do that for your, no. for your.
Went to Vegas once.
Yeah, but didn't you bring him?
Not on one trip.
Oh, okay.
One trip we did.
But like the last one, you took him.
The last couple we had.
Yeah. But you guys have to do that for your relationship. You know, romance.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Let me think about it. A cruise. That would be romantic.
It would be romantic.
Yeah, sunsets.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Hey. And don't they make your towels into like swans?
Yeah.
They do. Little animals, yeah.
And I'd like to go on one of those twerking cruises.
Well, those.
I think that would be entertaining.
They definitely get down on Carnival.
Look at that. Look at that on it. Get down on it. Yeah, on the cruise.
Go on that
All right.
One.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, I didn't know this. The United States Air Force Academy is on a four-hour delay.
For snow?
Yep. For all non-mission essential personnel.
Okay.
All right, anyway, you need to follow your own county there.
Me?
Buckaroo, yeah.
Yeah, how do I do that? What do I do?
You just sign up for things from Jeffco. You're in Jeffco. So BJ doesn't have a passport, it expired or something. I don't know what I was saying. I go, oh, well, you need to go to Jeffco Passport Day. He's like, what? They have a passport day?
I've never heard of that before.
Passport day in Jeffco.
That's crazy. I thought passport was so government that you had to make the appointment. You had to go to this special place. You got it. I mean, it was just really tight. I didn't realize it was like a county fair. Go to passport days.
Passport day.
You know, that's weird to me.
It's January 15th. In case you live in Jeffco, they're having a passport day. And it's pretty cool. No appointment necessary. They would like for you to RSVP so they can be prepared because they'll even take your picture there, but you don't have to.
Let's look at the kids' school. They have pizza day. BJ's going to passport day.
I just
day.
Love that they make it so easy. I wish Dougco would do that. That'd be great.
That is wild.
I know.
I've never heard of that.
Yep, sure is. All right. Hey, do you guys remember that that bear that was living under that guy's house?
No.
You don't?
A bear?
Oh, my God, yeah. In SoCal, there was a gigantic bear, and this guy would go to sleep every night and hear it.
Right, all this
stuff. And so he set up, like, these secret cameras. Well, they're not secret. He set them up. And he saw this gigantic bear going underneath his house over and over. So he called whatever, you know, like CPW or whatever. And CPW, what's that?
Wildlife.
Yeah. And they didn't really do anything about it. They tried to lure him out. They tried to do all kinds of things. They had honey. They had all the stuff. And he wouldn't come out. And he could hear him just underneath there trying to tear through the floor, trying to get into his house.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so finally, a bunch of people took it on themselves. And they said eventually volunteers helped get the bear out and sealed the hole so it couldn't come back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You never saw that story?
Never saw the story.
Holy crap. Well, he's finally out, and it's been going on for a long time.
They couldn't get him out, and now...
550 pounds.
They should have gone to AI and put a bear in a bikini and showed it to him. He would have come out.
What is with your AI and bikini
He's
today?
Obsessed.
Put the he
bear,
obsessed.
Put a bear in a bikini and show it to him. Go, hey, look here, pal. He'd come, boo.
How would he go? He's a gigantic bear.
He
said at night he was literally come through the floorboards.
I don't know how he didn't break through the floor.
I know. He's huge.
Man.
I worry. There's something under my deck that's like dug under my deck. I don't want to go look for it. I was like, I'm like, okay, I need to look what's under there because something is under my deck.
Yeah, probably an old boyfriend or something. They never go away.
That's where I keep them.
They're all buddies hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few of them down there. You hate her too? Yeah, I hate her. She's a bitch. Yep. All right. Anyway, this is a story about a bear, not my ex-boyfriend. My God. Hey, did you see that Donald Trump said absolutely not? He is not pardoning Diddy.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it says former...
I never thought he would.
I didn't either, but it was a big rumor. Yeah. He said, I'm absolutely, no, I'm not going to, he's like, no.
No.
No, there's absolutely no way I'm going to do that. Why was that a rumor? Remember, it was a big rumor.
I never bought into it, but it was a rumor.
It was a rumor. You'll be happy to know that Fat Joe and 50 Cent have put their longtime feud to rest. Yep. I know. I didn't know Fat Joe and 50 were fighting either.
I do admire somebody that uses the term Fat Joe and just owns it. That's pretty cool.
That is. It should be Fat Pete.
Yeah. Fat Pete or Ugly Larry. You know, just pick using words that don't really make you look good.
Yeah.
And adding that to your name, that's pretty good. Like Short Carson. What?
Really?
What did I?
What? Why?
Did I go over the boundaries again? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
I'm
far,
just saying
so
that,
far.
That when you take something that you feel like might be a negative and put it in your name, it's empowering yourself.
So far, we have a bunch of boyfriends under a deck and Short Carson.
Yeah.
Have we slammed you at all? Nope.
How about Brilliant BJ? See, I could own it. It's the Brilliant BJ and Jamie Show.
You have no idea how my head is like the Terminator right now, trying to find the perfect word.
I know.
Right? It's like...
Everybody. Textnado is. Everybody is.
Yeah. All right, you guys help me, please. Please. I'm just stumped. 303-22-ALICE. BJ something. Big... Boob BJ.
You worry about those boyfriends under your house, okay?
Recliner boy BJ.
Oh, good. But it doesn't really...
No, it doesn't flow that
really flow. It's fine. It has too many...
I'm sorry, Carson. I apologize.
My God.
I'm just off today. It's snowing.
Can I ask you something?
Cold.
Carson?
Yeah.
So if somebody said, let's say we were going somewhere, right? And they needed to know your height and your weight. Let's say horseback riding. Would you lie a little bit?
No. You know what? I've been this height. I've dealt with being short my entire life.
Yeah.
And I've just come to grips with it.
Okay. All right. Because I worked with this guy. His name was Danny Bonner Douchebag.
Yeah.
And he lied all the time about his height. And I was like,
yeah, a lot of people do.
I was like, dude, it's important for the horse.
It is. It means something
to the
horse.
This isn't for your ego. This is for actual.
Like you don't need to lie.
There's an animal involved here.
Oh, man. We're getting lots. BJ the Blob. Hey, I like that one. You guys are coming through. I love you guys. BJ the Blob. Bloated BJ. Belligerent BJ.
Bumbling.
Bumbling BJ. Oh, that's Gambler BJ. Yeah. Anyway, which one do we like the best? Oh, somebody wants to know your actual height, Carson.
5'7"
That's
and a half. Lie.
You're not and a half because I'm taller.
Yes, it's not a half. See, you're already lying.
Right?
We're not even going anywhere.
You're not even riding a horse.
No, we're not even getting on a horse and you're lying.
Small wiener BJ. Okay. Bears in bikinis, BJ. This is dumb. I'm not playing anymore. You guys are stupid. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Britney Spears says she's going to make a comeback. Did you guys see this?
I did.
Yeah. Britney Spears says, but not in the United States. She says in a recent social media post, she shared that one of her sons is interested in helping her recreate her career. She even bought him a piano. He's an amazing pianist.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's like classical. He's
incredible.
Really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he plays by ear or if he always had lessons, but he's amazing.
Would she sell tickets?
I don't know. Oh, baby.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. A new Jackass movie is coming out. You guys, I can't watch those Jackass movies.
Me either.
Oh, my God. When that guy pooped a Hot Wheel, I was done.
I'm done.
So great.
No, it was awful.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's like, all of them are hilarious.
Those are the lowest IQ on the planet. People that enjoy that Jackass stuff.
Oh, my God.
That's some low IQ right there, man.
Well, he swallowed a Hot Wheels car. It was like the end of the movie.
Yeah.
When I was in high school.
How's that entertaining?
Those were big, because they're hurting themselves for your entertainment. That's what I love about it. You don't have to, I mean, it's just great. Just stupid humor.
I know, but it hurt me to watch it. It's like, it
some
was
of them
painful.
Did hurt, yeah.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like when they would tase each other
yes,
and stuff.
Or like break a bone and, oh, my God. And he'd be like, his arm would be hanging sideways. Like, oh, I think I broke my arm. Sorry. Bozo BJ. Sorry. I'm sorry. Anyways, could you play number one?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Steve-O?
Yeah.
Some stuff needs to be worked out, but there's nothing that would be better than a full circle redemption, triumphant return, and, you know, us to ride into the sunset, like, on a win, all of us together,
I
the
love
whole
that.
Band. I think that we all believe the most wonderful outcome would be for all hatchets buried, all wounds healed, and all bros back together.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And Bam is a mess.
Yeah.
Is he still a mess? They're saying that they want him to be a part of it. How's he going to do it?
He's going to be a part of it, but it's not going to be like he's not going to be doing stunts now. They actually have old footage of him in the old Jackass movies that were never put in the movies that they're going to use.
Got it. Okay. Somebody said he didn't swallow the car. I swore he swallowed the car, and didn't they take an X-ray?
No, he stuck it up his butt.
Oh. That's neat.
Yeah.
Which car did he choose? Didn't matter.
It was the Corvette.
Volvo.
Huh. Are you sure it wasn't a Ford Probe?
Yeah. Could have been. Better answer, actually.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Ridiculous. This show, I swear. We should have taken today off.
Yeah, we should have.
Snow day.
I know, right?
Could have been a snow day for us.
Oh,
my God. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, anytime you hear an Ed Sheeran song, text the word Nashville for your chance for a fly.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals. With a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Away.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Big football weekend, the playoffs. We're going to find out who the Broncos play next week from the playoffs this weekend. All right, I want to go back to this gas thing from last couple of days.
Yeah.
Are we sure that it's all corrected? Is it all solved? Because I got to get gas today.
Well, I think a lot of people might be uninformed. Like, you think that your car just acted up and you might have dropped it off at the shop. And, I mean, I didn't hear about it till this morning. I guess it's been going on since yesterday.
It started yesterday, according to some of the texts that we were seeing here this morning, but I didn't know either. I guess some company out there that stores gasoline had mixed up diesel, put it in the regular tank, and so when the trucks went out, they filled up all these gas stations with diesel fuel instead of regular gas.
And I guess the consistency of diesel is like really oily, something like that. It's like oily, so it makes everything really sticky in your engine, and it can blow your fuel pump and your catalytic converter and just make a mess of stuff.
I've been looking online. I can't see anywhere where they're giving any estimate of how many cars they think are affected.
Oh, I know.
You would think that there would be some way to get that, right?
Yeah.
Because you could look at a gas station and say, okay, this happened at 12 noon yesterday. Since then, X amount of cars used this pump. So you'd have a number, but I'm not seeing anything. So I have no idea how widespread this thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like 18, 30, or how many gas stations?
22.
22.
Yep.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Here's the story.
If you filled up your gas tank in Metro Denver on January 7th or January 8th, you need to hear this. State regulators are investigating after a lot of people have had issues with their engines after filling up with regular gas at King Supers, Murphy Express stations, and Costco stations. We actually just heard from King Supers, who said that all of this impacts 22 of their gas station locations. I'm told the potential cause of this was a Sinclair gas terminal that fills the tanker trucks may have been inadvertently filled with diesel instead of regular fuel, and that fuel was delivered throughout the metro area. You know, state inspectors actually went to the Costco station at River Point in Sheridan and visually saw diesel fuel inside the tanks and took a sample back and confirmed that it was diesel. They've shut that station down now. We've heard from a lot of people over the last last few hours who say that their car has shut down.
What a pain in the butt.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's a hassle.
You have one job.
When you have a car problem and you have to go drop it off at the shop,
yeah,
then wait 2 or 3 days, and then go back and get it. It's just a pain. You know, yeah, it's a real pain. And here you've got all these cars that are going to have this problem because of diesel. It's bad.
You have one job.
Bad.
You know what, BJ? Heads are going to roll.
Yeah, and this is something that's happened on a bigger level, though. It's not like one guy went in there, pumped his truck full of diesel, and went out and did this. It's some station somewhere, some reserve,
yeah,
reserve somewhere, got it mixed up.
No, I think it was Larry that was on top of the tank, and he was like, yeah, get your unleaded here.
You know what? Larry needs to be fired.
I know, that's what I said.
Whomever did it needs to be fired.
Holy
so
crap.
There is a way, if you did get affected by this, you can figure it. Now, Carson, you've got the details. I don't. There's a way to put your name in the system or something?
Yeah, so what you're supposed to do is, if you were affected and you went to any one of these 22 gas stations, you need to contact them directly, tell them that you were affected by this mix-up, and then they will get you in the claims process.
I'm going to lie. Because I need a tune-up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I never thought about
filter.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get a new fuel filter.
Could they prove that you're lying? Probably not.
Well, you probably need a receipt from there on your credit card charge.
Dated.
Yeah. Well, I paid cash.
Oh, right. Yes, you did,
Let's
didn't
think
you?
Think about this.
Okay, so I need a new fuel pump, right?
Okay.
A fuel pump.
Right. Paid cash.
If you guys need a Cadillac converter, I'm telling you, because those things are not cheap. If you need a fuel pump, not cheap, go ahead. So you got it, okay?
We're here for you.
I mean, listen.
This is a terrible story.
This is a terrible,
can't imagine.
Right? Yeah.
I can't imagine that. I'm running low on gas yesterday. Whip into a King Supers or Costco or wherever.
I was this close.
And fill it up.
Yeah.
Not just like a gallon, but you fill
the
it
entire
up with
thing.
Diesel. And then you get on the highway within 5 minutes. You're shot.
Yeah.
The engine can't go any further. It's got to be towed.
Now, again, if you need a fuel pump, I'm just saying, try it.
This might be a good one to get in on.
Yeah, right?
It might be.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, live and the podcast, Odyssey. AUDACY. Download the app again. It's free. Go to it on the podcast today. We're going to have, let's see, we talked about Telluride. The strike is over.
Thank
That's
God.
Great news.
It is great news.
The new Bronco song that Carson paid $5.99 with AI to put together that you all hated.
Hated.
Terrible. Just terrible. We talked about getting fat again once you stop the Ozempic jab.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, we talked.
And then we gave BJ a new name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's really stuck, though, it seems.
I feel like a few did. Bozo BJ.
Really? Bozo BJ. All right.
We talked about putting cars up your butt.
We did.
It was a good show.
We did.
Solid.
Yeah. Carson brought that up. I don't know why he's into that. all right, so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
cars,
yes.
Your Tesla,
you guys,
got the word, it's here.
Word is the word.
So is it sitting at the dealership?
Word. It's in transit right now.
Wow.
Yes.
Transit.
And I get it next week, and I have a delivery date, time, everything.
All set up.
I just got to go get the check from Belco.
Well, good for you.
Here's the thing. I just told BJ, I squealed, y'all. I squealed. I was like, oh my God, I get my car. And I told him the date that I get it. I'm so excited. I was reading him all the details, dual motor, the rims, like all the stuff it has, and it, the full service driving, everything that it has, because I bought every single option it allowed me to. And I was like, look at this. Oh my God, so exciting, right? Because I haven't had a new car since 2017, right?
Okay.
It's been a while. That was the last time I had a new car. And so I'm so excited about this. I go, why aren't you excited for me? And he's like, because you're not using fuel.
Yeah. I'm losing fuel friends left and right. They're all going to that electric crap. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all want to be in the battery world. my fuel friends are getting fewer and fewer. And it's not fun. Because I'll never change.
I don't think it's that. I think that now that I'm getting my Tesla next week and it's scheduled and it's all that, I think that you're worried that Slacker and I are going to be BFFs. We're going to wear our Tesla, you know, belt buckles together. I'll call him. I'll text him. I'll be like, hey, is it Tesla belt buckle day? He'll be like, yeah, pull it out. You know, we'll wear our Tesla hats. We have Tesla gear.
Sounds like you've thought about it.
Well, I'm just saying you're a little jealous about that.
We're going to the electric road rally.
Did you guys see now that when you hit lock on your Tesla, you can make it do different sound effects?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
I always knew like you could do that with the horn.
Yeah, now they do it on the lock button.
Oh,
you can do like Star Wars.
Fart noises.
Yeah, like all kinds of stuff. I'll find the app, but it's super fun.
It's no wonder people scratch them.
Oh my God,
that would
you're
be irritating
mean.
Me walking through a parking lot.
No. BJ's going to key your Tesla.
I know, he's going to be the one that keys it, right? That's awful.
Well, here's why, because I hate Elon Musk. What? I can't believe you would support that man.
Wait, listen, shut up.
I'll be back. That's a good one.
Ooh, the X-Files.
I don't know. Aren't those great?
Those are awesome.
It's pretty cool.
It is fun, right?
Yeah, it's pretty
and
cool.
And I told you off the air, because you're kind of making me mad, because I'm excited. Again, I haven't had a new car since 2017, people. It's not like I, you know, roll around in new cars all the time. Anyway, I said, I can't believe you're not happy for me. And I said, I was thrilled for you when you got that RV. Thrilled for you. In fact, when you were on the fence, what did I say? I'm like, go get that RV. Live a little.
One of the worst decisions I ever made was letting her talk me into that damn RV. Yeah. I haven't used it once. Bought it in October. Worst month of the year you could buy it. What'd she tell me? BJ, it's all about making memories. You can't put a price tag on memories. And I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I was like a hooked fish right in the water. She was reeling me into the boat.
No, I wouldn't.
One of the worst decisions ever. I'm a sucker.
Oh, my God.
Sucker, I'm telling you.
I love
the snow is done, and so are we.
Oh, my God, I'm such a bitch.
I'm not going to your little hoity-toity
no,
party.
No, I know, but did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
I go, oh, I got to get out of here. I got to go and find an outfit for the party you're not invited to.
Oh, my God.
I want you to let them know at the party. Okay. I'm not happy with them.
I will tell them. I will
now,
tell
I
them.
Would have gone if invited.
I know.
I'll
that's
be
why
honest.
They didn't invite you. I'm telling you.
I'll be honest. Let's see if he says that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Don't say that.
How do you want me to deliver this? Say,
oh, man, BJ was a little set back for the fact that he wasn't invited.
May I use the word perturbed?
A little perturbed. A little perturbed.
Okay.
Yeah, not angry. I wasn't angry.
Baffled.
A little disappointed.
Baffled.
A little baffled is a good word.
Yeah, because you guys know each
baffled.
Other.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I wasn't invited to the party of the year.
That's what the invitation said, party of the year.
And again, I wouldn't go.
Well, I honest to God think that they knew you wouldn't go.
Well, let's see.
Okay. All right.
Let's see if that's the case.
I mean.
Hope you have fun.
Yeah, I just learned about, what is it called? Colorado Cocktail.
Colorado Cocktail Party.
Yeah, so I got to go to Nordstrom's today.
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
never heard of that.
No, it's the dress. That's the dress you wear.
Yeah, it's the attire.
Yeah, attire, better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't live in an entire world.
Should I send you some selfies from the party?
If you do, I swear I will.
And you know him, and you know
not.
How they're going to like go
no,
over the top. I'm going to show you all the little foods. They'll probably have little passing hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, yeah. Hors d'oeuvres. What grown man eats a hors d'oeuvre?
A lot of grown men eat hors d'oeuvres.
I love hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
You would.
Oh, my God.
You love The Bachelor, too, don't you?
Wow. All right, we got to go.
All right, we got to go. Sorry, Carson.
Yeah.
I hate to end on a note like that. But you know me, my attitude. I'm like this on snowy days.
You really are.
Yeah. Cold. It's the cold weather gets to.
It's not as cold. Right.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy all the playoff football. We're going to find out by Monday when we come back here who we're playing.
That's crazy.
That's going to be an exciting week next week building up to that.
I mean,
once you win the first game here at Mile High, you're only a game away from being in the Super Bowl.
Woo! Is that crazy?
That's wild.
Yeah, it is crazy to think
Hope
of it like
happens.
That.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day. Be safe. Don't drink or drive. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.